What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every time you play that, I want to throw up. Thank you for that. Now, I'm going to ask again at 4 o'clock. Tell me you're not playing that for a reason.
No, not this time.
That's all I ask. Okay.
He's trolling you.
I want to make sure, because every time, guys, he's playing these songs, and I'm worried I'm going to have Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson as my quarterback. Okay. If you're looking for Michigan State and Dusty May's psychosis, we did that in the opening hour. We just got done with an hour of Lions and DJ Reed and free agency. It's all there for you. I do want to mix in a couple other things, briefly. One of which is I need to ask Kenny a question. And it's not insulting. There's no rake. I watched the Wings Friday night. To say that the third period didn't go well would be like saying the Hindenburg had a few problems.
A couple of mechanical issues there.
Yes, slight mechanical failures. Kenny, I don't want to be melodramatic, and if you're Michael, you can't say. Tell me. Just shoot me straight, okay? Their season's on the line tonight in Ottawa. A loss, you've lost six in a row, and this would be directly to a team that has already jumped you. Meaning this would put Ottawa, I believe, five or six ahead of you. You still have, I believe it will be 11 on the road, seven at home, two against Vegas, two against Carolina, Florida on there. Am I overdoing it, or do you feel the same way about tonight?
So if the games we had upcoming weren't like this gauntlet schedule that we seem to be facing on the road, I would say you're being melodramatic, but it's not. The way out for the Red Wings right now, I think they have the hardest strength of schedule remaining of any team in the NHL. And that's a problem, because now games like the Ottawa game, the Buffalo game, those become must-win games. So I don't think you're being overdramatic or oversimplifying it when you say, hey, today matters a hell of a lot more than maybe people realize, even though there is still like 18, 19 games left to go, whatever it is. I don't know.
I think it's 18.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. 18 games left. And you say, oh, that's a lot of time to catch up. Well, when you play Florida, when you play Vegas, when you play Colorado,
Carolina twice.
I mean, these are hard teams. It's a hard league, man.
I think what was most embarrassing to me, Kenny, and look, things happen. I mean, I don't mean it in an insulting way, but hockey's a weird sport. You can have a bad bounce. It can not go off the boards the way you expected. A skate, an ass, whatever. Fine. All right. Shorthanded goal happened. It was terrible. The point is, Chychrun. How do I ever pronounce
Chychrun? Yeah, Jake Chychrun.
He was out there like it was the Olympic figure skating. I mean, he was dipsy doodling around. It was like a video game. I mean, it was almost patronizing. The Wings could not stop the puck. They could not get him off the puck. It got so bad late in the game Friday. Rico, I mean this. Like NHL 94, 13-year-old me, and you would force feed the puck on the power play to Ray Ferraro because you just had to have the one-timer goal. Mm-hmm. They did an Ovechkin tribute power play. And every pass was simply to just go over to Ove, and Ovechkin was 17 beers deep, grip it and rip it. They weren't even good ideas.
No moves, just slap shot.
Blast away.
Just force feed, force feed, force feed, force feed.
Yeah, it's just, it's embarrassing.
It is. No, it truly is.
And you know what the problem I have? This is the other thing I wanted to know if I was being unfair. And if people want to say I'm unfair, do it. Washington was the last team in last year. They couldn't score in a whorehouse. They had the worst goal differential of any team in the playoffs, maybe any team in the East. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They went out and made major changes this offseason.
Yes, they did.
They're the top team in the East.
Yep.
And now, do you know what they present to you? Fun. Fun. They score. So, like, am I wrong that I look at Washington and it angers me more is that they've made this leap that is seismic. We haven't even made a leap to where we're solidly in the playoffs.
Yeah, we were neck and neck with Washington for that back half of that stretch there. They ended up finishing one spot better than us, and we all know how that ended. But yeah, no, they took a monster leap this offseason, a monster difference in where they are in the standings. And we're in the same place we were last year, maybe worse.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't find any of that acceptable.
No, but I'm saying I'm not being unfair.
I think
unfair.
That's embarrassing. No, I don't think that's unfair. I think everything you've said thus far is valid and worth note.
Also, how do we get an Alexei Protas or whatever his name is? The guy's like 7 feet tall. Big power forward. They go, oh, yeah, he worked on a shot in the offseason. 6 seconds later, snipe. I'm like, guy had 5 goals last year. He's got like 26 this year.
I think a lot of people will tell you Elmer Soderblom is what you're trying to get out of that.
Oh, good.
Big, gigantic guy.
This guy's 6
moves.
That kid's got to be 240 pounds.
Yeah.
No, the kid for the Caps. He's a freight train.
Yeah.
All right. I'm
sorry. Guy's a monster. No, you're right about all that.
I'm frustrated. And look, if they win tonight, first of all, I got to stop the losing streak. They got to get this thing back on the rails. I just feel like if they lose a 6-game losing streak, the schedule ahead is outside of that Buffalo game, lethal. The Rangers look like they've woken up. The Canadiens are on a 5-game rip. Columbus, I don't know how they're winning. I'll leave that to Kenny. The point is,
I think it's fairy dust and pick. I have no idea. I have no clue how Columbus is winning. Your best player literally passes away in the offseason, all jokes aside.
There's no jokes. The guy died.
That's crazy. That's crazy that you're in a playoff spot. It's maddening.
And they're a terrible franchise.
Terribly wrong.
Right, but Kenny, that could just be them rallying to the fact that he passed away. And you know what?
It's that us versus the world type of mentality. We got to do this for him.
I could see that for a month, maybe two.
Yeah,
the fact that they're still doing it is absurd.
Right, but when you start winning, it becomes contagious. Look at what the Wings did when all of a sudden you got the new coach and you start winning games and you start winning more games.
They're doing it in spite of themselves. They're not good particularly on offense, on defense, goaltending.
No,
they have nothing. They do nothing well.
But you just believe and somehow you get the luck of the puck and you win games.
The
it
idea,
makes no sense.
The idea that the Wings right now are behind that team is, to me, maddening.
So what's more maddening? That or the fact that the Capitals looked in the mirror, made wholesale changes, and got way better?
The Capitals.
That bothers me way
more. Because
Friday night, I'm live at the world headquarters. Steve Yzerman literally did a straw man. Well, we're not ready to go all in. No one's asking you to go all in. That is such a straw man.
Yeah.
We simply want to make moves to get better. It's the third straight deadline. You're not better.
Nobody was pounding the table for Rantanen. That would have been the all-in move, and I don't think they could have afforded him to begin with. Nobody said that. We were all focused on guys like, I don't know, Dylan Cousins. That would have been cool.
Who's now on Ottawa,
which is also maddening. No, I think the Washington thing is more frustrating to me because you saw where they were last year. They were right there. They were neck and neck.
And now they're Stanley Cup good.
Yes, they're best in the Eastern Conference good at the very least.
That's all. I'm sorry, Rico. I know that this is boring. I needed one segment because Friday really annoyed me.
No, it's not. And watching them, it was just like, wow, this really feels like it's going to be how it ended last year. Especially with the
third period moves against.
But what happened early in the day when they really didn't make a move in free at the trade deadline was like, eh. And it's like, okay, is this what we're just doomed to repeat history again?
Yeah, and that's what Yzerman's telling you. I'm going to do it on my time. I'm not going to do it until we're ready. Back-to-back third periods that you could have put carousel music behind it. That's what it – come on, man. You don't have to be up at 3 a.m. watching the KHL and taking notes to have an opinion on this, okay?
Correct. And it's not acceptable because you're right, Mike, you said it. Okay, all in. No, I'm not looking for all-in moves, but I'm looking for a move to get us to the playoffs. Because we haven't been there in so long. I'm not trying to win a cup. Would it be great? Sure.
And look at it this way, too. You've signed Raymond and Seider to their long-term contract extensions. You're telling everybody, all right, so this is the core of our hockey team. These are the pieces we're building around. We need to get those pieces into the playoffs.
You know the problem? Okay. Can I say this without, like, this being a quote? Or like you're going to remind me of this every 3 minutes. I'm just telling you what I'm feeling. I'm not ready to pound the desk and say this is the way it is. I'm beginning to question if the core is good enough. That Dylan Larkin is a good player, I don't think he's great. Lucas Raymond, I expected more. He's been fine enough. He has not had the explosive breakthrough. And Mo Sider's very good. But
Mo Sider's a star.
He is. Very good. But Kenny, I don't know if those three are, along with the Cat, DeBrinket.
Yeah,
I don't know that that's good enough.
Larkin is good, not great. Raymond will be very, very good. He's trending to be a star at some point.
I agree. It's just you and I had hopes this year.
I agree, but also let's look at the Tigers real quick. I mean, I feel like we have the same conversation about them that we do with the Wings. It's all right. We got young guys that could be stars.
Cary Carpenter is a star.
That are right on pace. Right on pace.
It's my guy.
And he's on your fantasy team, right?
Well, I got him this year.
There you go.
I'm excited.
But they need insulation.
I love him. He crushes baseballs. I'm sorry. On a team that goes up there swinging a wet ramen noodle, they got one guy that brings lumber to the plate. I like Cary Carpenter. If that's wrong, I don't want to be right.
No, I think that's a great take. No, but the point being, though, is they need insulation. They need guys around them. And that's what this trade deadline was supposed to be, and that's what last offseason was supposed to be.
Well, you know what? The world headquarters disagrees with you. Okay, we just did the hockey. I needed to do that. I had to have one second.
You got it out your system?
I am. I was very upset because of the Yzerman video they played, and then I'm watching the game, and you're up 2-1. You're trying to steal a game, and the third period, you could have put the carousel music I used to play underneath Lion stuff. It was like, what? And it was the same as the Utah game.
You know
what? Utah played keep away. Like, you know, like a little kid is trying to get a basketball, mm-hmm. and they're just holding them at arm's length, mm-hmm. and the Wings are like, ah!
You just see Chychrun skating in a circle. Boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop, boop. Friday was just like, you know what? I'm going to leave Kenny alone, but all I imagine
was Kenny on the golf cart eating sad pizza.
I have this bad habit of when something bad happens in a hockey game, I take the hat off and I throw it at the TV or throw it in a direction. That happens several times.
I hope you had a lot of hats.
I was only imagining.
I picked it back up shamefully, put it back on, and then chucked it again another 5 minutes later.
Kenny is Urban Meyer right now, just eating the sad.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.